As the 2020 election inches closer, our split ticket series looks at how key issues resonate in Western Pennsylvania. Polling shows that health care is a top concern, and 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins talked with two voters who want to expand government health care and two who don't, but still turn to public services for help.
Medicare saved Mary Henze's life.
Without Medicare, I'd be dead because they'd have turned me away at the hospital doors.
Mary lives in Jefferson Hills and is in her 50s. She's been on disability for a decade and is HIV positive, two things that allowed her to get on Medicare before she turned 65. She depended on the program when she had a brain tumor and relies on it now while she fights breast cancer. She's been mostly satisfied with her care, but she's unhappy that receiving it means she's dependent on the government.
Heck, I'm in a catch-22 because I don't believe in it and I'm stuck on it. And I hate it.
Mary's a Republican and says she justifies receiving the benefits because she paid into the system for 25 years when she was working. She feels like she could get better care on private insurance, but she supports an approach like the one proposed by Democrat Pete Buttigieg. That allows anyone to opt into Medicare if they want to.
I'm not adverse to giving general benefit, but allow people to choose.
Savannah Henry is 19 and has not had any major medical issues, but she's supportive of Medicare for All, an idea backed by Democrats Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The proposal would replace the health insurance market with a government-run system that would cover everyone.
A lot of the people who aren't getting health care are people who are like low income, and a lot of the low income people in this country are like the black and brown people who don't get represented. It's all intersectional, so yeah, it's important to me.
Henry's from Erie and is a sophomore at the University of Pittsburgh. She's on her parents' insurance and says health care is not a top concern for people her age. But she says Medicare for All is important for her future.
Student debt is a huge issue that we're definitely facing. And that kind of like ties into like healthcare. Like if you're in this much debt, you're not gonna be able to live because you're gonna have to be paying all these bills and all of that.
I don't believe that healthcare is a human right. I don't.
Republican Ed Swiklinski is in his 40s and lives in Bethel Park with his wife and three kids. He's self-employed in cybersecurity.
Maybe my position sounds very cold or uncaring, but you know, I have had my share of heartaches and heartbreaks and seen my family members sick. I don't think that it's the job of the government to make sure that I have health care.
In fact, Ed and his family don't have insurance, a fact he only discovered after we talked for this story. He's now submitted paperwork for CHIP, the government healthcare program for kids, and is waiting to get a quote from an insurance company. Ed says he's okay with using government services like CHIP because his tax dollars help pay for them. But he doesn't want new taxes to pay for a new program like Medicare for All. He thinks Medicare should be privatized and not run through the government.
Even if everybody deserved health care, Medicare for All isn't going to be a solution to that problem.
But Democrat Linda Bishop disagrees. She says health care is her number one issue as a voter, and Medicare for All is the best possible solution.
You know, in America, there is no reason why we shouldn't have universal health care coverage.
She receives Medicare as a 68-year-old and says it compares very favorably to her experience on private insurance.
I'm on Medicare, and guess what? I'm not afraid of it. It has a 50-year track record, the administrative costs are low, and I'm very happy with my insurance, and I think most people in this country would be too.
Linda says the differences between the Democratic candidates are less important than winning in November.
The real question is, you know, why is candidate Trump trying to tell us that, you know, he's our champion on the health care issue, when in fact the truth is exactly the opposite?
While Trump has been in office, congressional Republicans repeatedly tried to abolish the Affordable Care Act without providing an alternative. That law protects people with pre-existing conditions from being charged higher premiums. It allows people to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. Most recently, Trump's proposed budget included more than $100 billion in cuts to Medicare. Republican Mary Henze voted for Trump in 2016, but hopes he doesn't reduce benefits for the program she relies on.
Okay, President Trump, this is not the time to do this. I know money has to be cut, but don't hurt someone.
She still plans on supporting him in November. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.